Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. RickMaurer.com, RickMaurer.com, if you want to check out how he can help you, how he helps his companies. And very prolific writer, folks. You'll really enjoy the things he talks about how to get people to be engaged and how to help you change, make the changes that you have to make. There's no option. This is non-negotiable, right, Rick? Change is non-negotiable. And the velocity of change is taking our breath away, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You know,
Go ahead.
Well, I was talking to a client the other day, and they were talking about maybe they wanted me to come in, and they said, oh, no, and, you know, I work a lot with resistance. And I said, no, there'll be no resistance here because everybody's for this. Mm-hmm. And it's an acquisition. Well, maybe you're for it, but the people being acquired aren't going to be quite
That's
as
exactly
excited.
Right. The people are going to be consolidated and downsized. They're going to have something else to say about it.
Exactly. You know, and they just, you know, out of our own excitement, we miss that there are other people there who are not quite as wild about it as we are.
Yeah, and so what is that? How do we deal with that? I mean, that's a rather self-absorbed. Self-referential thought, isn't it? Kind of a little narcissism there, you know? It's all about me.
Well, it is, but, you know, to their credit, I mean, you know, these people running things are busy, you know, and to get an idea and go, wow, this could help, you know, expand our market or blah, 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 it's just really easy to go, okay, great, we'll do that. And maybe there's some narcissism there, but it's also like, okay, this seems practical, it makes sense to me. And so you just present it like a done deal. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I would suspect that most of us, probably not you and me, of course, but most of us do that sort of thing from time to time with a spouse.
Well, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But look at, all right, so you, a little 3-year-old child runs up to you. Do you take your hand and pat him on the head and say, you know, down boy or whatever? or do you drop to one knee? Do you bend over and talk to them, or do you drop to one knee and get on their eye level and, you know, and then look around and look at the world from their elevation? And isn't that what managers should do more of with their people, is realize that you're in a different orbit than they are. And
yeah.
the clouds and the terrain looks different if you're on the dock or if you're in the back office or you're in sales. Or whatever, the landscape is different. Shouldn't you go spend a little time there if you want to affect these changes?
Absolutely. I mean, I remember working at a paper plant one time, and I went out and I said, I'd like to talk with the people on the third shift. So I was out at 1:30 in the morning. I mean, it was like they actually saw somebody. I mean, nobody came there. Nobody ever came out to ask them mm-hmm. anything. They were in their graveyard shift. And these people just opened up, and man, and what was interesting, and I hadn't thought about this, my credibility with hourly workers and also supervisors just shot through the roof. Now, it didn't last forever, but I mean, mm-hmm. it was like, wow, he cared enough to be out there at a time when nobody else comes. I mean, it's a pretty simple thing, and as a consultant, I sort of had to do that, but I mean, I've worked round the clock places, and I'll say, so you know who the CEO is? I know his name. I've never seen him. I mean, that stuff is just, you know. That
Isn't
really
this
is
another
bad.
Another variation? It's not another variation, but it's another application of MBWA, right? Management by walking around, and somebody's made a whole TV series out of it, right? Undercover Boss.
I was thinking of that. Yeah, I think that idea is the camera crew might be a tip off to people,
right.
but nevertheless, it's a great idea that you're out there and I know places that have actually said you're going to have to spend a half day a month doing, and people just complain and complain, but boy, it's I think.
What
I think
if your people are your most important asset? Why would you not go spend some time on that, right?
Because I don't think we believe that.
Yeah. You're probably right.
I think we say it. I think it shows up on posters with
kisses
and, you know.
It's like you mean it's like when politicians talk about creating jobs and we all know they don't know how to create jobs, things like that.
that'd be similar.
Or talking about how much they love small business and they never met one, you know, that. RickMaurer.com, M-A-U-R-E-R. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. We always get smarter when you join us. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Pleasure, Jim.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, but in the meantime, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.